You're listening to the Thoroughly Good Classical Music Podcast.
Some words on violinist Nicola Benedetti's continued brilliance are worth sharing in this podcast episode. Last week saw the latest Benedetti Music Participation Project dates announced, this time for the Benedetti Baroque Sessions 2023. In addition to all of the now usual virtual-based tutorials and mass participation opportunities, there's also a chance for an early career musician to win a place in the Benedetti Baroque Orchestra in 2024 in time for the group's international tour to Asia.
The Baroque virtual sessions are back and everyone is invited to join us. This year, as well as welcoming guest artists, including violinists Alina Ibrahimova and Maggie Faultless, lutenist Thomas Dunford, harpsichordist Stephen Devine, and cellist David Watkin, who will lead a weekend of invigorating discussions and in-depth exploration of the world of Baroque music online, we also have a very exciting opportunity for an early career Baroque violinist. So in partnership with global music agency Asconis Holt, we are thrilled to be offering the chance for a musician at the start of their career to audition for a place with the Benedetti Baroque Orchestra as a member of the orchestra in our inaugural tour of Asia in 2024. Full information about how to audition and more details on how to register for the Baroque virtual sessions can be found, of course, on the Benedetti Foundation website. We cannot wait to hear from you.
Announcements like these are carefully planned to draw maximum exposure. In the case of Edinburgh Festival Artistic Director Nicola Benedetti, there are multiple strings to the bow. The pun is intended, so too many buttons that still need to be pressed. No surprise then that Benedetti popped up on Radio 4's Today on the 19th of August, reminding us about what music education needs most right now. And spoiler, it's not manifestos or reports, it's resources.
I should point out what the government says about this.
Simon Jack on Radio 4's Today programme on the 19th of August.
This is in England. They've got a national plan for music education, setting out commitment that every child has access to high quality music education. All state funded schools will be asked to teach music to 5 to 14 year olds for at least an hour a week. The power of music to change lives, a national plan for music education. What do you like or not like about their approach to this?
Plans, manifestos, advice. Since I've been dedicated to music education, I cannot count the number that I've read, the number that I have seen come out, and the number that I have supported and read through and gone, yes, thumbs up to all of this stuff. That's not what we need more of. We all know what to do. Teachers need support, need resource, they need training, they need to feel important, they need to feel elevated and integrated into the wider education rhetoric, and they need to feel that they have what they need in order to deliver their lessons, and that includes time in the week. You think that there's no time in a week for kids to integrate into their instinctual selves, to have rhythm and harmony and melodic games to play together, that there's no time, there's not a half hour in the week that actually elevates how they feel head to toe into a state that will most likely allow them to think a little bit clearer and to be more in touch with their mind and their body in a healthy, more productive way. There's always time for something like that. So for me, more manifestos is not what we need. We need the resources that the music teaching community is telling you that they need.
What Benedetti can be consistently relied upon is the clarity of her message. No matter where she finds herself, and regardless of whether there's a microphone or not, she has the unfailing ability to articulate her message in a way that sustains attention and galvanizes action. She is able to communicate a call to action or a path in a language that non-specialists will understand. She is a leader. Over the past few months, I've found writing about classical music hard. Participation in digital discussions has been a stop-start experience. The voices are different, the conversations blunt. Mistakes are easier to make and forgiveness harder to come by. My attention, therefore, has shifted onto a more substantial writing project. a book charting the role music has played in my recovery from depression, both as a participant and as a listener. This has been a period of surprisingly sustained interest in what is a substantial project, and yet there have still been periods over the past few months where my focus has slipped and negative self-talk has crept in. In these moments, it's been important to remind myself that in completing on something, we have to focus on the process rather than the goal. Execution is the key to the realization of ideas. Benedetti's words in her Today interview have also had a powerful impact on my relatively hyperlocal experience too. They have been a clear call to get back on the horse. Part of what contributed to my recovery was exactly the same experience 40 years ago, as Benedetti explains here. That experience laid the ground, creating a space for further exploration both as a musician at school and at university, and later as a listener. This space was a nursery for the imagination. It wasn't simply that music had a soothing effect, but that music was a place where I could create meaning and deepen understanding of the world around me. And in those moments of debilitating self-doubt, Benedetti's words are a timely reminder. The Benedetti Baroque Sessions return 2nd to the 13th of October 2023. Sign up via the Benedetti Foundation website, where you will also find details for participating in the Benedetti Baroque Orchestra competition.